Aircheckdownloads.com.
Are you serious, by the way, with your man Aaron Hedges in charge of Swindon's Old Town Gardens?
I know, you can't make this
with his,
up.
With his mate Barry Bush and Freddie Flowerbed.
The sound of Wiltshire.
BBC Radio Wiltshire Breakfast.
With Ben Prater. BBC Radio.
Wiltshire, good morning. It's Tuesday, it's the 10th of October, and I'm very, very glad that you're here. Thanks for joining us. On the show today, some reasons to stick by. 2 years since Lee Turner was stabbed and killed in Swindon. Family and friends still encouraging local kids to give up their blades. We've been out with Change Lives, No to Knives. The latest from Israel and Gaza, of course. Heartbreaking scenes continuing there. And things, I'm afraid, set to get very much worse. With Israel's plans for a full-on siege and maybe a ground invasion too. We'll get the thoughts of a local professor in humanitarianism from Bath University. Where does it go from here? Local mayors and a new generation of new towns. Two of the key plans we understand in Sir Keir Starmer's Labour speech later. And Mongolia or bust, we will hear more from Finn, that Wiltshire teenager, who along with his mate Rafe will drive a 34-year-old Nissan Micra 10,000 miles to Mongolia. It's the perfect excuse to ask you, please, for your all-time longest car trips.
BBC Radio Wiltshire.
Journeys that stand in your mind. Cars that got you a long way round planet Earth. Maybe not all the way to Mongolia, but from Cornwall to the top of Scotland. Down to the south of France, wherever, you tell me. Whitney, how will I know? Now, I'm pretty sure that wasn't in The Bodyguard, but it's a hopeless segue into what I'm about to tell you now. From Whitney Houston appearing in Hollywood blockbusters to the closed cinema in Swindon that's set for a sequel. Good news, say the Swindon Advertiser's front page for film fans as Chain plans to take over Empire. That'll be good. The more opportunities, I think people have got to go and see a good old film in one of our unloved, unused cinemas in the West. It's good news. We like good news because there's plenty of bad news that we'll come to in just a bit. The Daily Star this morning, fine diners fork out £48 for a bit of stewed celery. I think Heston Blumenthal's fancy restaurant is responsible for this latest phenomenon. But then we get to it. The Daily Mirror, Hamas in threat to kill hostages. Israel launches Gaza blitz and begins a siege and the death toll rises. The Eye, Hamas threat to execute hostages as Israel's preparing for a ground invasion. The Times this morning, it pictures family, all smiles, glorious smiles. Five smiles, three children, two adults, entire kibbutz family murdered. Yonatan and Tamar Kedem and their children, twins Shara and Arabelle 6 and Omer 4, were in a safe room in Ner Oz kibbutz when they were killed. It's just one of many harrowing stories in the papers this morning, and we start with it on the show today because Gaza's been rocked by more explosions overnight. Israel's vowed to deprive the Palestinian territory of food, water and fuel in response to that assault launched by Hamas gunmen on Saturday. The head of the UN has said he's deeply distressed by Israel's order of a complete siege. Our reporter Emily Yoon has been monitoring the situation. What new news do you bring us, Emily? Good morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.